Lord Jesus, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for this time that we get to spend together, Lord. I pray for this message that it is only your words and not my own, Lord, that you're using me as a vessel, Lord. And I just pray that the students here and the leaders and just everyone is able to just take this message to heart and let it take root into their heart. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right. So do we have that? Can we put up the PowerPoint real quick? So if you're taking notes, my message is called Along Your Path. So everyone say, Along Your Path. Along Your Path. So we all have a path, right? Yeah, path of life, or path of school, path of, yeah, we all have a path, or you don't have a path. I want, like, answers. We have paths, right? We all have our paths. We have our path of life. All right. So I'm going to talk to you guys about something that I've been doing lately, and that is going on trails, you know, trails, or going on hikes, or going, you guys are looking at me like you've never done that before. All right, well, I like to go to the reservoir here in Wake Forest and go on trails. So there's like a picture of it, and it's really, really pretty. People go kayaking there, and they have a great time, and there's I think it's like 3 miles around this little reservoir thing that you can get to walk, and I take my dog there because me and my dog are best friends, and we go on this nature walk together, and it's really fun, all right? So you're probably like, why are you talking about trails? Well, because I feel like that analogy of the trails can also go with the analogy of us and our path with God, right? So, yeah, there we go. There's a little, that's kind of what it looks like, and you're kind of walking through these little tiny, like, things through the woods, because it's straight through the woods. So along our path, we're going to face some obstacles. So the trail isn't, like, all pavement. It's not, like, pretty grass all the way across. It's the woods, so it's going to have some obstacles. So if you see that picture right there, there's, like, a bridge. And there's a bunch of those little, like, obstacles that you can say. There's some branches along that I sometimes, like, trip on and stuff like that, and my dog gets tired and all of this stuff. Anyways, so in our life, we also face obstacles. And so I was on a little one of these walks on Friday or Saturday, one of those days, and with my dog, whenever I say we, it's me and my dog. We're going down this trail, and the first thing we see is this little 3 planks. So imagine with me, there's 3 little planks, and on the bottom of that plank is a stream of water, and it's pretty deep. Like, it's not dangerous deep, but it's pretty deep, enough to scare me and my little tiny dog. And then up, if you finish that little 3-plank thing, it's an uphill. So it's kind of hard. Like, you go straight past those 3 little, like, scary little planks, and then you go up the hill, and then you go on to your little trail. So in our lives, we always have obstacles. We have our life isn't just smooth sailing and everything's perfectly fine. Can you relate? Yes, yes, okay. So we're gonna have obstacles that come our way. So if we go to James 1:2-4, it says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow." So I love that so, so, so much, because it says that when you encounter a battle, when you encounter an obstacle, consider it an opportunity for great joy. So there's this song that Hillsong United came out with. You guys might know it, called Another in the Fire. And the whole song is basically saying that you're not alone in your lows and in your highs. God is there with you. There's another in the fire. And so in that song, it says, "Count the joy, come every battle, because I know that's where you'll be." And so it's basically saying when we come and we're in our little trail and we face an obstacle, we kind of look at that, and instead of just backing down and kind of being defeated by it, we look at it and say, okay, yes, this is an obstacle. This is something that I'm going to have to move past it. But this is something that I know that God's going to be with me, that God's going to just help me through it and to help me overcome that. Joshua 1:9 says, "This is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." So no matter if you're at your very, very high or if you're at your very, very low, we know that God is with us wherever we go. Psalm 23:4 says, "Even when I walk through the darkest valleys, I will not be afraid, for you come beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me." So what I think of is, if God, the creator of the universe that made the sun and the stars and the ocean and the fish and way beyond other planets that we don't even know of, if he is on our side, then what can come against us? Like, can you think that with me? Nothing really can come against us if he is on our side. So whatever obstacle, whatever mountain comes my way, I know that God is with me, and if God is with me, no one can stop me, right? So along your path, you might also lose some people. So when I'm starting this trail, sometimes I like to go with people, or at this time I was alone, but for the sake of this message, we're going to say that I was with my friend Susie, okay? Everyone say hi to Susie. There we go. Hi, Susie. So Susie and me decided to go on this trail, and we are excited about this because we need to work out. We need to get out more, you know, and we're excited about going on this trail together, and it's a 3 mile there and 3 mile back, so we're going to do, you know, 6 miles, and we're going to do it. We're excited. We're pumped. She's like, yeah, we got this. And so we start going down, and then we do a couple obstacles, and we go through a couple bridges, but, you know, we're still good. We're getting a little tired. You know, we have to stop a little bit, but we're still going. We're still going strong. And then probably, like, around that 2.5 mark, she's like, I'm done. I'm just over this. I'm done. I don't want to do this trail. I'm tired, and I'm over this. It's hot. It's sweaty. Like, I don't like this. I'm done. And she leaves. Susie left. Like, she left me there just with me and my dog. I still have my dog, but, you know, she left me. And so what I'm saying with this is that at the start, when I started this trail, I had a person with me there, right? But then at the end of it, I might not have that same person with me. And I'm going to have to be okay with that. So in your path, in your life, you're going to start with people. Who knows people that you knew in third grade and that are not your friends? You have no idea what they're doing with their lives right now. Yes? And then there's also those people that you knew them third grade and they're still the homies, right? Yeah, yeah. So I want you guys to just kind of take a look at the people that are with you, that are around you. Pastor Micah this morning was talking about your sphere of influence. And so usually I would say like around five people around you are the closest people to you that can actually influence you, that can speak something into your life and you be affected by it. And so I want to ask you, who is influencing you? Who is in your circle that you think you're influencing them because they're not a Christian and you are and you go to church and they don't? And I'm gonna just ask you, who's in your circle that you think you're influencing them, but they're actually influencing you? So be aware of what you do when you're around them. Do you start listening to those music, you know, that type of music that they always listen to? Do you start saying certain things that you know you probably shouldn't even say in front of your parents, but you're with them, so you're going to go along with it? Are you guys doing stuff that you know you shouldn't be doing, but because you're in your circle of friends and you're cool and this and that, you're going to do it, you know? Are you going to do this and this and this and this because they do this and this and that, but you don't do that, so it's okay, right? I want to ask you, who is influencing you? Who is there? Who started there with you when you started the trail and is still going with you, but you know they should not be with you? Susie, when we were walking, she kept being like, Nicole, can you please stop? I'm so tired. I just need to, like, take a little breath. I need to get a little bit of water. Like, you know, and I'm over here like, no, come on. We got this. Like, we're totally fine. We got this. I want to do that 6 miles. Like, I want to go there and I want to go back, and I'm good. But she keeps saying, no, Nicole, I'm so tired. Like, can we just take a little break? Can we just take a little break? And she kept sitting down and keep sitting down and taking little breaks and this and that. And I don't want this mile or 3 miles to be 3 years long. I want to hurry up and do it. So who is dragging you down? Who is in your sphere that's actually dragging you down instead of lifting you up? It says, never let the fear of losing people cause you to lose yourself. Don't let those people that are around you affect you so much and influence you so much that you start to lose yourself. That you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, who is that? I don't remember who is that. I never used to do those things. I always said I would never do that. And now I'm here, and I mean, I guess it's okay because this person does it and this person does it too, so it's not that bad. So Romans 12:2 says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to grow to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. So we're not of this world. We're not ever meant to fit into this world. If you walk into a room and everyone looks the same and you're completely different, ask yourself, are you going to try to change yourself to fit in with them? Or are you just going to be like, no, this is me. I'm going to stand out and I'm going to make them, you know, get excited and all of this. Or are you really going to conform into the world? What would you do? So we are not of this world. We're here to change the world. But we can't change the world if we are the world, right? So if you're with your friends and you're not influencing them, you're in it with them. If you're listening to the type of music that you know you shouldn't be listening to, if you're saying all the things that they say, if you're going to the places that they do, you're not ever going to change them. You're going to become them. So look at your friends. Look at your five friends. Think in your head right now of five people, your closest people. Don't let it be like family, like friends. Think of the five people that are around you. What are their goals? What are their goals in life? Do they not really know? Are they going to live at their mama's house for the rest of their lives? Like, what are their goals? Do you guys even talk about that? Are you guys looking towards the future? I'm going to go to this college. I'm going to do this with my life. I want to change the world. I want to do this. Do they not even really have an idea of what they're doing, but not even trying to? There's a difference between, hey, I really don't know what I'm going to do with the rest of my life. And I think that's okay. But then there's those people that are like, I don't really know what I'm going to do with the rest of my life, and I don't really care, so whatever. You know, there's two different kinds of people, and I'm talking about those kinds of people. So I've learned that in your path, we're not of this world, right? So because we're not of this world, there's people that kind of, I guess, cling on to us and that are in our sphere of influence. And some of those people are toxic people, and they're not meant to be there for us. And when we're going on the path that God has for us, and when we're doing well and we have so much strength and we got this, there's always going to be those people that are just kind of lingering around you and that are toxic and not good for you, and you know that. And so if we're doing God's will and we're on God's path, he's going to remove those people. He's going to be like, hey, Olivia, this person, not good for you. I'm just going to put them over there. I'm so sorry. And this person, look, we're going to put them over there. But guess what? That's for your own good. That's for your own good. You have to trust that God has the best plan for me. And if he's picking those people out and plucking them out of my life, then that's for our own good, right? We also have to be okay with that. We have to be okay with the fact that God is removing people from our lives. We have to be okay with that because we can't be where God wants us to be over there if we have those people cling on to us right here. If we're doing all the same things that those people are doing, we can't do what God wants us to do. So not everyone is willing to sacrifice to where you are going. Not everyone is equipped to go where you are going. Where Aaron is going is completely different where Amelia is going. And that's totally fine. It's good. It's still God's plan. It's just not going to look the same exact way. So Amelia is not going to do the same exact things that Aaron is going to do. Not like it's a good thing or a bad thing. Just because it's not, you're not meant to do exactly what each other is supposed to do. Because you have different plans. And so just because God is removing people doesn't mean that he's just going to take everyone out and then that's it. There you go, Josiah. Everyone's gone. Like, that's it. That's not it. It's not it at all. The reason why he's doing that is because he needs to make space for the good people in your life, the good people that are actually true, true friends. Who wants some good friends that are always there for you no matter what? I want some good friends like that. I want some friends that are going to uplift me and encourage me, not like put me down and be negative all the time. I want people that are there for me no matter what, that are there rooting for me, number one. And I want to be that to people too. I want to root for people. I want to encourage people, my friends, and be there for them. So where God is taking you is amazing. But you just have to trust in him and know that. That is the path for you and not the path for the other person. The comparison game is crazy. We compare ourselves so much in social media and not even social media, here too. We compare ourselves. When you walk into a room, you're already checking that person out. Oh, you already put them in a box. They look better than me. They don't look better. Is that me? Just me? No. Yeah, you guys relate. So along your path, you're going to stumble. So along this trail, I'm not always, you know, walking perfectly fine. Sometimes I don't look down and I kind of trip a little bit. And, you know, sometimes there is an obstacle that I can't really get up to. And there's a really steep hill and kind of fall a little bit. So you're going to trip on some branches. There's going to be stuff in your life that you're going to mess up. We're not perfect, right? So what I'm saying with that is it's okay that you're going to stumble. It's totally fine because we're not perfect, and God knows that. We're just dust, right? But we can't just stay there. And that's the difference between someone that's going to do something really, really good for God. Is that we're not just going to stay there defeated. What if I went through that obstacle and I failed it and I just kind of sat down and I was like, okay, I'm done. I'm over it. What if that happened with life? Like, think about that. What if something happened with my life and I was like, I am done, just done. I'm not going to keep pursuing this and school and this and this and that, and I'm just kind of over it. I feel like we are so I. We're so I all the time with everything. And I feel like in those moments, we have to realize that there are other people on the other side of our obedience. That God's not taking us through that path just so that we can be awesome and we can do great things and that's it. God's taking us on that path for other people, so that other people can be influenced by that, so that other people can know God because of something amazing that you did. So get back up when you stumble, when you made a mistake. Don't just say, okay, well, yeah, I fell, and I did this, and I shouldn't have, and I'm just going to, you know, since I fell, I'm just going to kind of stay down. I'm just going to, you know, I messed up already, so might as well just keep going. When you say that, the enemy is winning. And we know that the enemy is defeated, right? We know that we have already won. What about if we have a basketball game that you are a part of? And you're playing this team that is so good, they are look, I don't even know basketball terms, but they are winning, okay? You know that they are a good team. And you get up on that court, but then somehow something crazy happens, and you know that you know that you know that you know that you are going to win. You don't know exactly how, but you already saw it. Let's say we go through, like, That's So Raven type of thing. You know what I mean? Like, you already saw it. Yeah, do you guys even know that? You already saw it, so you already know that you have already won, okay? So you hop on this court, and you're ready because you're confident. You know that you have won, and you're going to win, you know? So it comes about halftime, and it's not looking too hot. Like, you guys are low. Like your best player is on the bench. Like, you're not feeling too hot. Like, the coach is upset, pissed off. Like, it's not going great, okay? And you might think to yourself, okay, I know that we won because That's So Raven, and I definitely won, but I don't see that right now. I don't see the circumstance that I'm in victorious. And sometimes we do that with life. We look at our obstacle. We look at something that we stumbled on. We look at that, and we say, how am I going to get past this? How are we victorious in that? And that's when we allow the enemy to win. What if in that point, when we're playing the basketball game, we just say, okay, well, I guess we're not going to win. I guess I was wrong. So we're going to lose. And hey, team, let's just give up. Let's just let them win. We're just going to stop, right? Does that sound foolish? Does it sound smart at all? Probably not. You should still kind of try, you know? And I think the awesome part about that is going back to God is with us in the battle. And he's truly with us there in those moments where when we feel like we're not going to do anything, we're not going to be victorious, like we're not going to come out of whatever that we're in. Keep talking about my dog, but I'm sorry. It's just gonna happen. So my dog's name is Nola with an H at the end. And whenever she gets in trouble, she knows. Like, she knows that she got in trouble. I come home and she looks at me and I look at the piece of paper that's all torn apart. Have you ever been there? Like, something like your dog ate your homework, but like kind of actually did really happen. And so I'll come home and I see that she tore something up completely. And the number one thing that she does is she goes to either her crate or hides under the bed. Do you guys know that? Does your dog do that? Your cat, whatever? Yeah, no, kind of. So Nola knows that she's in trouble. She knows that she shouldn't have done that. So she immediately, as soon as she sees me, she goes and hides under the bed. And so that's what we do with God. When we do something that we know we shouldn't have done, that some sort of sinful action, something that we know we shouldn't have done, we sometimes just hide under the bed. And nothing can really come out of that, right? So like Pastor Marcus was talking about this with Adam and Eve and how they hid. How can you hide from God? He can see everything. He knows where you are. He knows that you messed up. He knows your heart. He's just waiting there for you to be like, hey, I messed up, right? So God's path is the best for us. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And you've probably all heard that verse before, but it's so, so, so true. We would be so, so foolish to think that we have the best plan in our heads, you know, that we're going to go to this college and we're going to do this and this and this and this. And obviously God can direct you and he can direct you in those steps and he can lead you in all of that stuff. But if along the way God decides to, oh no, we're not going to do this, you have to be okay with saying, okay, yeah, I trust you. I'm going to do that. So in order to move up, there are some things that you have to be willing to give up. You can't just keep moving up and keep doing all the things that God wants you to do if you're holding on to this. And you're like, well, I want to do this, but I kind of want to keep this, and I kind of want to keep doing this, and I'm not going to stop doing this because I kind of like it, and I can't keep moving up if I have all of that. So if God's trying to remove that from you, you have to be willing to let that go, because he's a gentleman, and he's not going to push. So Psalm 6:5 says, "Lead me in the right path, O Lord, or my enemies will conquer me. Make your way plain for me to follow." So I want you guys to just kind of close your eyes and just think to yourself. Don't think about anybody that's beside you. Don't think about if they're what they're thinking. Don't think about any of that. Just kind of close your eyes right now. Just think to yourself. I'm just going to ask you some questions. So I want to ask you guys, who is your top five people that are in your sphere of influence? Think of those people right now. Not your family, just your friends. People that you hang out with school, at church even, in sports and clubs and anything like that. Just think of those five people. Now think, are those people that are lifting you up, or are those people that are dragging you down? Do you change when you're around them? Do you start doing things that you know you shouldn't be doing? Or are those people uplifting you? And are they encouraging you? And are they being a positive influence to you? Now keep your eyes closed. So what about if you've been walking on the wrong path? What path are you in? Are you in the path that God has for you? Or are you kind of doing your own thing? Are you lost and you don't even know if you're on a path, if you're on God's plan, path or my path, if you're on Susie's path, or if you're on my path, or so if you want to play instrumental music. So I just want you guys to look into your own hearts. Romans 12:3 says, "Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us." So think in your heart right now, as you're going off to college, as you're moving up to the next grade, as you're going into that new school, what path are you on? Are you on the right path that God has for you? So I just want you guys to just raise your hand if you've been walking down the wrong path, and you know that, and you don't want to stay there. This is a time where you get to just kind of be honest with God and with yourself. I've stumbled. I've made this mistake and this and this and that, and I just don't really know how to get past that. I want to be on the best path that you have for me, but I'm kind of struggling right now. Lord Jesus, I just want to pray for anyone under the sound of my voice, Lord. I pray that you are constantly directing our steps, that you are ordering our steps, Lord. I thank you that we are on the path that you have for us, that we're not comparing ourselves to other people or to their paths, Lord, that we are completely focused on you and the plans that you have for us, Lord. I pray that we are strong and courageous, Lord, that we are able to remove people from our lives that should not be there, that we're there for people that are uplifting us and that are just loving on us, Lord. I thank you for the path that you have for us. I thank you that we're going to do so many great things because of your path, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right.
did an amazing job. Give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up.